4 8 Oval.
KK4NXZ.
How are you doing this nice, cool day?
Take a deer hunt.
Go heaven up here right now.
Get the 4 here.
What have you been doing this week?
Nothing, how about you?
Pretty good. I've had a quiet week and everything's just kind of went along so far.
Routine with your truck?
Everything's settled down. Kind of getting back in a rhythm now. So hopefully it'll stay that way for a while.
Truck?
There's things about it that I wish I could make different, but at this point it is what it is and just got to move on.
Did they ever get the settlement finished?
No, sir.
Incredibly incompetent.
That's why I'm no longer with them as an insurance company. They hit the excursion. I can't even get them to call me back at all.
Amazing. If you would have hit somebody, they'd have been all over you like a swarm of yellow jackets.
That's for sure. I guess I'm going to have to sit down and just repeatedly call them until they answer the phone or I fill their voicemail up once.
People like that with workman's comp, they just wouldn't call you back for nothing. The guy I've been dealing with, he left. They still got his voicemail on there. And I can't get him. I've left message after message. I still can't get him to pick up or to call me back.
Businesses are getting away with that. I mean, at least return a phone call and say, hey, we're working on it. We're shorthanded. We're doing the best we can.
Send me a postcard.
One email from them, I don't know, back in July, and that's the last I've heard from them. How's the family doing, Mike?
Good, everybody's good. How about yours?
Everybody's doing good. No complaints. Michael's having to work a lot of overtime. People won't show up for work.
I figured that'd stop once the money got cut off.
I don't know what their people are doing. I guess you've just taught the rest of them how to live off the system and they're going to roll with it.
That's a shame, too. Good day.
Hey, it's going to be a busy day. Thursday tends to be that way.
In on a Thursday.
First stop opened up ready to do business at 6:30. And then I'll get in some usually around 8:30, 9 o'clock tonight.
You got, you don't even get there till about 6:15?
Correct.
Oh my word, man, that's a long way to drive.
About an hour and a half. Most days to get there.
Get a mute right there. Well, listen, I'm destinating, and I hate to say it, but I got to get. I got a bunch of stuff going on at work. I hope you have a safe day in your travels, and if you're able to make some money and enjoy your day, and hopefully we'll catch up with you next Thursday. You take care. It's KK4NXC. I'm going to be clear on your final.
Great day. You do the same. I hope everything goes smooth for you today and makes fun. Just get through your day and enjoy it. This is KO4HX, and I'll be clear. 7-3 is Mike.
Getting on the radio half the time, I just dread going.
this week started out that way, but of course I've been driving the car in the rain, so that antenna's been a pain in the butt. So today I just decided to drive the truck so I can talk on the radio no matter what.
I'm gonna switch up next. Just a second.
Didn't quite copy all that. See if you got your black hole. I'll be on the road. I just now got on the interstate, so KO4CE.
KO4HK. Andrew, I switched over to Echo Link because I'll be a minute in my black hole.
How's everything been going?
Andrew, I'm on Echo Link now, so bear with me a minute.
I understand. I've tried it a few times myself.
It works pretty good, but trying to drive and do all of it at the same time gets a little much sometimes.
Screen to start and tap it to stop talking, and I think it'd be nice if you could just hold it and then let off of it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that would be easier, but that's not how it's set up, so we'll deal with it.
Pat, since I haven't been on the radio, have you heard anything out there doing?
I have not talked to Ed, but Ken has, and he was doing good as of Tuesday when last I heard from him, the last Ken had talked to him.
I think he's got a little more than his 2 weeks he wanted off then.
Yeah, I think he's had a few complications with other things since the surgery, but nothing major. He seems to be doing okay is what Ken told me. I believe it's Tuesday. I think I said Thursday last time.
Glad to hear he's doing all right then.
So what's been going on at work that's got you so flustered last week, other than the rain?
Got a new president in, and, you know, everybody's kind of wanting to impress. So the easiest way to do that is to point fingers. So everybody's pointing fingers and trying to show all the topics that we're working on, and it just adds more work on what you already should be doing, or pulls you away from what you should be doing, and that does nothing but piss me off and irritate me.
Yeah, that's the way plant life goes. Always it's somebody else's fault. It seems to be the American way anymore.
And, you know, getting to point fingers, it helps make that person look good, like they're doing something. So, and it is what it is. Hopefully it'll settle down before long, but it's not been a fun 2 weeks now. Even yesterday was the same way, but, you know, like I said, that's why I went ahead and decided to drive the truck this morning. It didn't matter if it rained or not, I could get on the radio.
Well, I'm glad you're on. Like I said, I was starting to get worried about you. Didn't know what was going on. I'd been asking if you'd been on the radio when I was missing you.
So wasn't that usually in the mornings, you know, I'd take the car. I'd have my radio with me, but then it'd be raining, so I'm like, well, I can't put the antenna out. And when I get off work, I'd be so ill, I just wouldn't throw the antenna on top of the car.
I definitely get that. Sometimes I just don't want to talk to anybody or be around anybody. That's one good thing about my ride home in the afternoon. I got an hour and a half to get rid of it.
I understand that. That's what I did yesterday. I mean, I didn't take an hour and a half ride home, but you know, I texted the wife on my way out of work. I'm like, you know, I'm ill today. It's been one of them days, but, you know, I'll try to be in a better mood by the time I get home. And, you know, coming home does a lot for it, but, hopefully today will be a better one.
Yeah, hopefully today will be a better day for you. Things will go a little better. So, just hang in there. And, Andrew, I'm going to have to sign for a little bit. I'm switching vehicles now, so I'll be in and out. So I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3 and KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, Andrew. Have a great day.
It was good talking to you this morning. I'm glad I finally jumped back on the radio. So you have a good one. If I don't holler at you again today, 7-3 to you. Be safe out there on the road, and hope we'll holler at you tomorrow morning or something. KO4CS, and I'll be standing by.
How are you doing today?
Hey, riding to work in a truck, so that way if it rained, it didn't matter. I could still get on the radio.
We've been missing you.
And it's been a rough week or so of work, and I'll be honest, I didn't feel like getting on the radio. Most of the time I was pissed off just going into work every morning.
Well, that's not a good way to start out your day.
Everybody's trying to impress the new boss man, and the easy way to do that is point fingers. So, just fun times right now. Let's wait for it all to settle down.
When you got to go somewhere to work, and it's just stressful right off the bat.
Hoping today will be a better day. I got to talk on the radio this morning, and hopefully I get to talk on the way whenever I get off work, and it'll be a good day at work.
Yeah, I heard you. Have you talked to Mike yet this week?
This morning was the first time I got on, and I haven't heard him this morning, so.
Me and Patrick all week so far.
Patrick a little bit this morning. He was coming through Hendersonville, so, you know, he can't hardly talk, although he was on Echo Link for a while. How's the head doing?
Good. Last time I texted with him, I need to text him this morning and see. The doctor was changing his medicine and doing some stuff. He was just real weak and trying to get his strength back. And he hadn't been on the radio.
Been gone 2 weeks now, right? A little over 2 weeks?
Yeah, at least that long.
I'm crazy. Go to work. Yeah, I bet he's about to go crazy.
I'm doing a bunch of resting.
So how's work been going for you?
I'm just trying to order some parts for this outage we got coming up first of next month. And that, man, it's just getting harder and harder to get parts or get a timeline on anything.
So far, we've had issues, but we've dealt with it for the most part, and it hadn't slowed us down any, so hopefully we'll keep trucking.
And it ain't going to get straightened out until, like, second half of 23.
I'd read an article somewhere, they were talking about the automotive industry. I think it was the Intel CEO, something like that, was saying that the auto manufacturers would swap over to something. They could supply them with all the chips they wanted, but since they use, like, old, cheap, outdated technology, people either aren't willing to ramp up to increase production just because it's not really worthwhile, or it's just they're not willing to, period, at all.
And then I saw they got, like, 56 ships off the coast of California that need to be unloaded.
Back to that.
Each one's got probably at least 20,000 containers on it.
And the price of fuel's going up more still. It's just crazy right now.
Just sitting tight, waiting to see what's really going to happen. Can't never tell.
At work, we've just been kind of, even if we don't have the chips or whatnot, they'll park them for a while, and then once they get them in, they'll, you know, go back and fix them or run, and then they'll just, so far, that's what we've been having to do, just kind of that, park them out back and wait, and then get some more in, run for a little while, and then do it all over again.
Defective, right? Drove any of those gravel roads up there in Jocassee Gorge?
The only time I drove a gravel road is we went to Devil's Fort Campgrounds. First time we ever took our camper out when I bought the first travel trailer. And we ended up down some gravel road. I think it was somebody's driveway. And we got lucky and actually dumped back out on the road we needed to be on. But Google Maps had me all messed up.
So there's a map you can get that shows, you know, all the gravel roads up there and where the gates are and if they're open or closed. But there's a bunch of first-come, first-serve camp spots out there, you know, primitive camp spots that don't cost you anything.
Chris?
must have did 30 miles of gravel roads.
Got reservations to King Mountain. I think my wife finally got us a spot yesterday. It's crazy, like Kings Mountain and Table Rock were completely booked up earlier this week.
Mug went for a hike up on Paris Mountain, and all those camp spots were taken up. People just trying to get away and clear their head from all this BS that's going on.
All right. Shoot, last weekend, this last one, I went on a Boy Scout camp out. That was fun. We went down to Cassie's Bridge. Man, it was down in a hole down there. I did make one. I got on the radio one time, and I made a parts on the air contact, but I couldn't hear anybody he was talking to. But he was coming in 5'9", and as soon as I got that, I'm like, all right, I did something on the radio. I turned it back off and packed everything back up.
It's just not worth it.
Hopefully this weekend I can bust the radio out. I can get my M-Fed antenna up in the air. It broke while I was down at the Cassie's Bridge. Now, I'd already broke it before, and I re-soldered it, and I guess I didn't do a good job. And just slinging it over the tree and whatnot, it ended up the solder come back apart.
Definitely fixable if you can solder. I know mine, a tree limb hit it one day and broke it, and I managed to get it soldered back together.
Get it back together. I don't know, we'll see. I ordered me some flux. I don't know. I really don't understand what the flux is for, but I went ahead and ordered some. I don't know if that'll make my solder joints a little better or stick a little better. I don't really know.
You with that one. That soldering isn't me.
Me either, but I get through it. Cut it short, but I need to start walking on in the plant. I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3 to you. Hopefully I can get off work at a good time around 4 or so, and I'll give you a call or throw my call sign out when I get off work. So hopefully we'll talk to you then. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, have an awesome day, and I'll look forward to catching you this afternoon. KN4TFW.
7-3 is Andrew, KO4HKX. Have a good day. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, Patrick. I figured it was about time for you to pop out of your black hole.
And on EchoLink, but I'm not going to try driving and talking on EchoLink in this truck.
A bit too dangerous. I still got to get my EchoLink back working. It, it wanted a password or something, and then I asked them to reset the password, and they said, well, we'll send you, a temporary code, but dang, by the time it made it to my email, it was already expired.
With that on some other sites you got to get into, and it's pain in the butt, this authentication process they got for everything. Because they got it time limited, and you got to have a certain number, blah, 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 and then it don't come till an hour later. Pull up here this morning.
Pop in the lineman's calling it 54.
6 right here where I'm at now. But I don't have a jacket on, but I've got one with me if I do need it.
I got one at work.
Pulling up here, coming down the mountain, too. I'm surprised you can push you around.
If it's blowing or not down here, I'll have to wait till I see a flag or something.
Heard you asking about Mike. I got to talk to him this morning.
How you doing?
He's doing good. Just trying to work and go home like the rest of us. After
5,
15 after
5,
something like that.
Almost destined.
Can't talk, but just a few minutes.
A flag, and it wasn't moving.
At the bottom of the mountain. one is bad. It's that transition coming down that gets you.
Yeah, I imagine you probably feel it pretty good in that truck.
The wind gets pretty rough in this truck catching the side of it. It'll make you change lanes in a hurry.
When we lived out west, really bad. It'll, you know, there's no wind, and then all of a sudden it blows the truck over.
Evening yesterday when you got home?
In the pub, we just sat around, made us some dinner, watched a little bit of TV, and that was about it. I needed to work on that mower, but I didn't even start on it yet.
Take you a lazy day, huh?
Wrong with taking one of those every once in a while. Like I said, you know, Susan had to work last night and tonight, so. The rain will be stopped for about a week now, right? KN4 TFW.
The weather's showing, so maybe so. It's supposed to be nice and cool like this most of that time, though.
Lows in the 50s and highs in the mid 70s. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, sir, I'll take that all year long.
Weather was when we were visiting Alaska in July.
Been there. I would like to go sometime.
Get the chance. It's awesome. Found it. You know, the daughter was married to a military guy at that time, and they lived in the interior in Fairbanks, so we got to do the interior, and it was awesome.
K2RCL Russell, he went up there before all this mess started and spent the summer up there as a tour bus driver or something like that, or doing something up there with him. And he said him and his wife had a blast.
Loved it. She's like, man, do we have to go back? And that it was really nice, but man, you don't even know the meaning of the word remote until you get up there.
That's what I would like about it the most.
Stations are 100 miles apart half of the time.
Up here in Brevard, I think you got one every mile anymore.
Yeah, I got to do the that road that they, on the ice road truckers, where they go from Fairbanks up to, where is it? Dead Horse, I think it is. And there's only, you turn onto that road, and it's, the entrance to that road's about 75 miles north of Fairbanks. You turn onto that road, and there's only 3 gas stations. And the sign says speed limit 50, next 414 miles.
Fuel tank full or a couple of gallons extra on that trip.
The same darn gas station twice on that road, because we went up through there, and then it was closing at 9 o'clock. It was like 56 miles in. That's the Yukon River. Man, there must have been 100 boat trailers in the parking lot and not a boat in sight.
Probably can't even go up there nowadays.
Nowadays, and that it was ridiculous. That was in 2010, and I think gas on that road was about $4.50, something like that. And you know, the hardest thing to get used to is you're riding down the road and the sun's shining in your eyes, and that, and you look at the watch and it says 11 p.m.
Hard to deal with for a lot of people.
Then in the wintertime around Christmas, when the daughter was up there, the sun didn't even come up till 11, and it was down by 2.
Personally, I think that one would be harder to deal with. No sunshine for all, you know, however long.
Be with you on that one, and it was definitely different. I looked at their weather forecast for this week. I think it's supposed to be snowing today.
Four-letter word,
but man, you might get tired of it up there. I know when she moved up there, it was like October, and it's snowed that week and she got there, and I don't think she saw the ground again until it was late April.
Up at the house, it's snowing. There'll be snow on the ground for about three months at the house where you can't see the ground.
So bad at times, they'd have on the road that, you know, just the buildup on the road, they'd have to take one of those grinders out there and grind the ice and snow off of it. And they drive 100 miles and not see a sign or a cell tower or a telephone pole, nothing man-made.
Definitely be a different experience. You can't go 5 feet down here anymore.
That right. They don't get in no hurry. They're on their time, and that's how they live their life.
Be the same way.
Some of those tourist towns, the little shops and gas stations that are only open May through September, and they're closed the rest of the time.
Probably when all the tourists go home, you'll have the occasional hunter come through, I guess, up there, but I don't know about anything else.
You can't visit in your vehicle for the winter time unless you know, there's so many things you got to do to it just to get it to where it can leave and crank up there. They got plug-ins for your car in the parking lot at Wallet World.
It's pretty bad.
Every evening at the Walmart and everything, it looked like a big campground.
When's this morning?
You know, last night either. Don't know why.
Because I slept too hard. The alarm clock actually startled me this morning when it woke me up.
Days, right?
I'm usually awake before the alarm clock. I don't know what. Just one of those days. This cooler weather. You're getting pretty close to your destination, hadn't you?
About 3 miles out on the interstate.
I'm sandy flats here, so I got a little bit left.
Down 290 on that end on Sunday, and I thought, yeah, I saw all of what you were talking about, and it wasn't too bad in the Jeep, but in a big truck like that, it just beat you to death.
Here, it's pretty rough. Well, even in the excursion, it was pretty bad, but I don't know. They're going to have to do something about the road. I wonder if they're just waiting until they're going to widen it out or do what.
And do something. I tell you what, when you're leaving Greer on 290, it's ridiculous. Especially about 4:30, 5 o'clock.
The morning's just as bad. If you get hung in at the right time, all that traffic that went out is coming back in. And they're putting another housing development out here. So it's just going to keep getting worse.
Watch the road before they've done that.
Big housing development in right there across from Sandy Flats.
Complain about all the traffic.
I tell you what, when they do come in here to fix this road, it is going to be a mess.
Yeah, you're going to have to expect serious delays.
I'm going around 26, then it'll probably be quicker.
Do that.
Lean and come out through Landrum.
I'm to the gate, so I'll say 73. Hope you have an awesome day running around there in Greer. And I'll catch up with you this afternoon, KN4TFW.
Day. I hope everything goes smooth for you at work today, and no major catastrophes, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon, KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear, 73 again.